This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. There are more details today about the murder of defrocked priest John J. Gagan in Massachusetts. On Saturday, he was found strangled to death in his prison cell. A fellow inmate has been implicated in the crime. Gagan was a pivotal figure in the clergy sex abuse scandal that erupted in the Boston Archdiocese almost 2 years ago. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
John Gagan was murdered at the Sousa Baronsky Prison in Shirley, Massachusetts, where he was supposedly under protective custody. Worcester County District Attorney John Conti alleges that 37-year-old Joseph Druce, a self-described homophobic neo-Nazi serving a life sentence for another vicious murder, killed John Gagan in a well-planned attack.
The defendant tied Gagan's hands behind his back with a T-shirt, threw him on the floor, took socks, which he had previously been stretching for some time, and used them to strangle.
Conti says Druce confessed to the murder with pride. Published reports quoted Druce's father as saying that his son was a victim of sexual abuse by men and that he had a deep grudge against homosexuals, blacks, and Jews. Robert Briette with the Massachusetts Correctional Officer Union says on Saturday afternoon, two guards were monitoring 24 prisoners. He said one was supervising inmate lunch. The other was distracted by a disturbance. That distraction allowed Druce to follow Gagan into his cell, where he blocked the door, bound the former priest, gagged him, and allegedly jumped repeatedly from a bed onto his chest. Briette says by the time guards responded, it was too late.
The door was attempted to be opened, but the inmate had pegged the door using, I believe it was some paperback books, you know, just jammed the door closed so it couldn't be immediately opened.
Briette says the guard saw Druce standing on the bunk. Below him on the floor was Gagan, gagged, tied, beaten, and strangled. More than anybody, John Gagan personified Boston's clergy sex abuse scandal. His prosecution uncovered similar cases that forced Cardinal Bernard Law of Boston to resign and eventually forced the church to pay $10 million to settle with Gagan's victims. A few of them have expressed happiness that Gagan is gone, but most are troubled by the murder. Speaking to reporters yesterday, 45-year-old Michael Linscott, who claims he was abused by Gagan as a child, said he wanted the former priest to serve out his sentence. Linscott says this way he got off easy.
We still, we get to live in our own little prison, and he didn't get a chance to serve out all his.
Attention shifts now to how this murder could have occurred. Gagan was in protective custody at the prison. Peter Costanza with Massachusetts Correctional Legal Services, which represents prisoners, says this murder raises a troubling question.
How did the guy who killed Gagan get to be in a position to reach him and kill him?
Costanza says part of the problem is the way prisoners are classified and selected for protective custody. He says convicted pedophiles, such as John Gagan, are known to be at risk in prison. But Costanza says the fact that Gagan ended up in protective custody with a convicted gay-bashing murderer points to a long-standing problem.
Massachusetts has about 10,000 state prisoners, and until a couple of years ago, it officially had a grand total of 12 cells available for people in protective custody status. Now there are more. There are about 60 or 70 cells altogether available in two different institutions, but it's still way too few.
For his part, Robert Briette of the Correctional Officers Union argues that Druce, the alleged murderer, was able to take advantage of an understaffed prison.
This union's plea has been for the last 3 years of staffing, that we need more staff. This is, a perfect example of why. We haven't had a correction officer hired in the state over 2.5 years, and we estimate that statewide we're down over 300 correction officers.
The Worcester County District Attorney and the State Secretary of Public Safety have launched investigations. Joseph Druce will be charged with the murder of John Gagan. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.